Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the process of becoming. Yes, the process of becoming. This is something we get exposed to from a very young age. I can remember as a child, I was often asked the question, Cindy, what would you like to become when you grow up one day? And I'm sure that so many children have been asked that question. In fact, I am positive that every child has been asked that question. And children would often respond with so much enthusiasm, with so much excitement, I would like to become a doctor, a lawyer, an architect, a teacher. We would often speak about the very things that excites us and the things we see ourselves doing. Yet, not everyone becomes what they set themselves out to do. And I often feel like the reason why we miss out on becoming is because we have become intimidated by the process of becoming. Yes, the process. Sometimes we don't feel like we deserve certain things, or we don't feel like we are confident enough to become the very things that we desire. Do you know that insecurity is a huge obstacle to us upgrading ourselves? Do you realize that when you don't see yourself in a certain way, you will not be able to become that? Because the process will wear you down. Why? Because you don't have the confidence to go through the process. You know, thoughts like Sarah or John deserve this or they deserve that. They have the capacity to become this or the capacity to become that. But I don't. We don't often see ourselves as becoming successful people. And that is often the first failure in the step of the process. We downplay ourselves. And by doing that, we begin to downplay the process. Think of it like this. Think of it in this way. Everything you have ever done or become becomes a success, has made a success towards your process. Everything you have become, it has made you successful. Or the process, rather, has made you successful. It is the process that has framed you and the process that has shaped you. There are multiple examples within the Bible of people who have gone through the process. People who have become a better version of themselves so that others could benefit from them becoming. Yet there are always processes for them to have become who they eventually became. When we look at someone like Joseph, Joseph became second in charge. Second in charge in the entire Egypt. But there was a process that took him from the pit to the palace. You see, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to go through the dust. We don't want to experience the ash. We don't want to go through the nastiness of the process. We don't want to go through the fire. It scares us and it intimidates us, but it also cuts off our success. Joseph went through a tremendous, a strenuous process, and yet he held on. At the end of his life, at the end of his process, he finally became what he saw himself becoming in a very early stage of his life. The question is, what is intimidating you? When we look at Esther, Esther became queen, but she went through a process of preparation. An entire year she had to go through preparation so that her fragrance could change, because Esther could not enter the palace, or she could not enter the courts of the king with the fragrance that she entered the palace. She needed a fragrance that could give her an opening into the palace. And sometimes we don't realize that our fragrance is not the fragrance that we need to become who God has called us to be. And so there's a shaping, and there's a changing, and there's a molding that begins to happen, and our fragrance begins to change. And sometimes this is not something that we desire. It is too hard for us to go through that process. If we look at another Bible example, we look at Samson. Samson was given tremendous strength, but the process required him to live a life of sacrifice, a life that was different, a life that needed him to be consecrated to God. Samson could do what not many people could do, but it required Samson to become a very different person. He had to separate himself. He had to become someone that God required him to be, so that he could be the promise, not just be something for himself, but the promise to the people that God has called him to be. If you look at David, David became king after he completed a process of defeating not just the lion and not just the bear, but also Goliath. You see, David understood that the process would take him into a place of promotion. And many times we don't understand that. Many times we don't understand that the process takes you to a place of promotion. The process is actually the place that allows you to become who God has called you to be. And so it becomes very difficult for us to sit back and say, I want to become, but we ignore the process, or we shy away from the process, or we decide that the process has intimidated me, and therefore I'm not going to become the very thing that God has ordained me to be. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to look at things differently. If you look at Paul, Paul wrote such a huge part of the New Testament, but his process was to go onto the road, was on the road of Damascus. Paul became blind during his process. He became someone that was dependent on other people. He lost his entire identity. A man who was once confident in the things that he stood for. A man who was once someone that understood that this is what I want to do. I need to persecute these people. That was who he was. But when God got hold of him to become who God has initially and ultimately called him to be, it changed Paul completely. He needed to go through a new process, a process where he became dependent on a new group of people, on a new road, and a discovery that he hasn't had before. And so, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we are intimidated by the process, but without the process, you will never become. You see, everyone wants to become, but not everyone can handle the process. Not everyone can say, I am here to be changed, to be molded, to be formed, and to be framed into the very image that God has called me to be. It will require you to look deeper than your discomfort. It will require you to look deeper than your pain. It will require you to look deeper than the things that upset you. Because when you become, you will have to go through all of those things. When we look at Jesus and his road to the cross, when we look at Jesus and his road to Calvary, we can see the discomfort that he went through. We can see that in order for him to become the slain lamb, to become the one who sets us free from iniquity, from sin, from sickness, from disease, he had to become something. He had to go through the process of pain to become the ultimate sacrifice. It is time to look deeper than your bias, and it is time to look deeper than the giants you face. You see, the Israelites could not enter the promised land because they said that they seemed like grasshoppers among the giants. Those were excuses and exaggerations that took them out of their place of promise. It became obstacles that they could not overcome. It is time for you, ladies and gentlemen, to get up. It is time for you to stand strong. It is time for you to become the very thing that God requires you to be. It is time for you to face that giant. It is time for you to face that disappointment and that hurt. That process will never go away. It is not something that you can remove. It is something that you need to go through so that you can become who God has called you to be. And so the process is a necessity for a prince to become a king. The process is a necessity for a young girl that just got married to become a mother. The process is a necessity when you are in labor so that the child can be birthed through you. The process is a necessity for you to become the very thing that God has called you to be. So get up. Get up and start facing your excuses. Face the things that have stopped you from becoming. This is an interesting quote by Blake Griffin, and he says, "We have to fall in love with the process of becoming great." Yes, of course it's going to be hard. But I have never seen a determined person fail. There is room for more great people in this world. Why can that not be you? Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring each and every person before your throne that is standing on the brink of a promise, that is not understanding why they need to go through the process. I pray that you would change their perspective. I pray that you would give them a different heart and a godly insight as to what they need to become. Oh God, give them the confidence that Daniel had when he was in the lion's den. Give them, Father, the courage, Father, that David had when he stood against Goliath. Give them, Father, the tenacity that Esther had when she came before the king. And may they understand, Father, that in the process of becoming, they are inevitably becoming what you have called them to be. And so I speak life over each and every person listening to this podcast today, that they will find themselves in the center of God's will, and that the process will not intimidate them, nor will it scare them away, but they will walk towards the fire, and they will put the flame out. They will walk towards the deeper things and find themselves in God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you for listening to this week's session of Changing Perspectives. I will catch up with you once again next week as we go into another session of Changing Perspectives. For now, God bless and take care.
You are good when there's nothing good in me. You are love on display for all to see. You are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sins. Fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death is lost its sting. Words will ever say, you are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, in your presence I'm made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. The name Jesus, Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name.